today, you guys. All right, so to jump into our children's message today, we are going to imagine our way through today's gospel reading. Can y'all tell I love to do that? So kids, have your imagination caps on, grown-ups too. We're going to try to picture the scene, so may I have my first slide? I do not have the Sea of Tiberias at nighttime, but that is it. Sea of Galilee, same thing, so that's it. This will help your imagination, so. All right, so we have a whole slew of fishermen in our passage. If you count, it is seven to be exact, with Simon Peter in the lead. Did y'all notice the man is leading already? He says, I'm going fishing. Everybody's like, okay, we'll go too, right? So they get in the boat, and they fish all night. Now here's my first question. What did they catch? Oh yeah, you can say it. Somebody who's, go ahead. Nothing. They caught nothing. So I want you to imagine a bunch of smelly, tired, probably really grumpy men on that boat. And then John tells us, just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? Okay, wait a second. What did Jesus call them? Children. Okay, so let's stop for a minute. These were full-grown men who had been up fishing all night. So when I was a child, there was nothing more grown-up to me than work. I felt like that's all grown-ups ever did or ever talked about. Do you kids ever feel that way sometimes, right? Yeah. And so here we see a group of men who have not only been working, but working all night for nothing. Is there anything more grown-up than that, right? I can't think of a group of people who probably felt less like grown or like children in that moment. And yet, that is what Jesus called them. Why? Because it was the truth. Whether they felt like it or not, they were children of God. They may have felt hungry and stressed and confused, but they were not alone. Their Heavenly Father saw them, and he would take care of them. Now, would they have work to do? Sure. Jesus said, get those nets back over, right? But when they did that, what did he do? John says, they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. They couldn't have done that without God providing those fish for them. Jesus was showing them in that catch of fish that they were children of God. And so here's what I want you all to hear. And this is kind of for the grown-ups too, right? Because we forget real easily. When you believe in Jesus, you are adopted into his family. That means that the Almighty God is your Heavenly Father. He is with you, helping you and taking care of you. You are not alone. Now, sometimes in this world where Paul says we walk by faith and not by sight, it is easy to forget, right? Because we don't have Jesus right in front of us. I've been walking with Jesus for decades. It's hit me this weekend how long. And I still have to remind myself of that all the time. But when I do remember, it changes everything. I want to share with y'all one quick story of this that happened not even that long ago. So back in March, I took my girls and my niece Annalise down to Tampa because my daughter Claire needed to look at University of South Florida. She needed to make a college decision. So there was a lot on Claire's heart. And there was also a lot on mine. We had a lot going on in our lives, so I was really burdened. So let's just say we were feeling a bit more like grumpy grown-ups than beloved children when we went down there. But while we were there, God did the craziest thing. Our time was so wonderful, it was weird. For example, this cute little girl just jumped down. She was on her mom's back and ran up to Laurel and just gave her a big hug for no reason at all. Or we were exploring town and we didn't know what trolley stop to take, and some really nice man heard us and told us exactly where we needed to go. We went to a bakery and a sweet couple surprised us and bought us dessert, which, if anybody knows me, that's from the Lord. And the coolest of all. So we decided to go to the Florida Aquarium on a whim. It's this really nice aquarium, but the ticket's really expensive. So I went up to the lady at the gate and I said, do y'all have any like AAA discounts or anything? And she goes, no, but we should. She said, go over to that tent over there. They'll give you a free admission. I thought she meant one free admission. She meant all four of us would waltz right in for free. It should have been $200 and it cost me nothing. Can I have a picture of that slide? I've got my one, yes. So, as Claire and I sat and we looked at that tropical reef exhibit, just marveling at the day, I thought, this is my miraculous catch of fish. My Heavenly Father has been with me all day. He's been with us all day. So maybe God didn't answer all our questions on that trip, but he let us know he was with us, and that was far better, right? So, since it's so easy to forget, let's see, my notes are kind of here. I'll put this on the floor. Since it's easy to forget, Ting Yi has helped me, and so has Jordan Wright, made something for you guys to remember. And I say, Jordan, I got to give him kudos, because I thought I could do this print job by myself. I couldn't. So I called him in a panic yesterday. I was like, can you help me? And he did. But we have made these little cards. There's enough for everybody to take one, not even every family, every person. I'm praying there's enough, but I think there is. But on the front, it says, I am not alone. I am a child of God. My Father will help me. And on the back, it is a Bible verse that I love. It's Psalm 68:19. It says, praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. So I'd love for y'all to take one, put it in your pocket, put it on the dashboard of your car, somewhere that will help you remember that you are a child of God. My prayer is that when we all get stressed or worried or alone, we would stop and remember that He